a confession to make.
Okay.
I watched a Christmas movie last night.
Whoa. Okay, no, to be fair. Was it The Nightmare Before Christmas? Because that's like the most appropriate thing I've ever heard.
No.
Mm.
It was a movie called Holidays. No, Holidate. And it just came out on Netflix.
On the Flix.
To be fair, it didn't actually end up being a Christmas movie. But for the first 15 minutes of it, I thought it was going to be a Christmas movie, and I proceeded to watch it.
So did you just hit me with a confession and then tell me that the confession wasn't really real?
In some sense of the word, yes. However,
wow,
the movie ended up being about all holidays.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember. I previewed it literally last night.
Well, it's definitely renewed my love in Emma Roberts.
I forgot
how much I loved her.
So spunky.
Love her. Can we bring it back to the Aquamarine days?
That's tell me you so watched Aquamarine. Funny that that's what you think of, because like she's like
Nancy Drew
killing it on American Horror Story.
You know, I have not gotten caught up with said
oh no
show.
Caught up not existent. I've seen like one or two seasons of it, but true. Yeah, she was she's great. She's a real actress.
She is.
Yeah.
And like Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Love her.
What a family.
Yeah.
I also discovered last night, as I proceeded to stalk her on Instagram,
of course,
quite
naturally,
quickly, that she's pregnant.
Wowzers.
Like, quite pregnant. I had no idea.
Wait.
I feel very out of touch with pop culture lately.
Wait, who? Which Roberts? Emma?
Emma. Yeah, the younger one.
With whom?
She... I cannot confirm nor deny, but I do believe she is in a relationship with another actor who was in Tron. I don't know. I feel so out of touch with pop culture. It's like not even funny.
I haven't seen anything. So
yeah,
I don't even know what Tron is. I haven't heard of that one.
Is it Tron? Is it not Tron? I don't even know.
It sounds like it would be a name of a show.
Or
movie.
As I was watching the movie, I proceeded to Instagram stalk her for like a second. And then I was like, whoa, like it was very apparent right away that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So then I Googled her because I thought the same thing. I was like, who's the baby daddy? I'm just curious. Like,
who dat?
Do you watch movies and then proceed to Google all the actors? Because I do that all the time as you're watching the movie.
It's like yes. And I want to say yes and no. But the problem with that is that I tend to watch movies because I like the actor/actress that's in it.
I see.
So then I guess if like, you know, supporting actors or actors, you know, actresses pique my interest, I would then go ahead and proceed to Google.
Well, sometimes I'm like, they're Googling playing their role really well, and I just want to know everything about their personal life, because it's, well, not everything about, but whatever.
So
Google can give me,
I wanted to know everything about them.
Whatever Google can give me in like a glance of 30 seconds.
Yeah, the quick synopsis.
Like, who was I stalking recently? I want to say it was Mel Gibson. He has like eight children. Did you know this?
Yeah, I definitely knew that he was like Playboy. Like,
really?
Yeah, he
Tell
got around.
More.
I don't really? Know. No, I don't know much more than that. But I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Were they with?
Who knew?
Did you look anymore? Am I accurate in that they were like with different wives?
I think if it's Mel Gibson that I'm thinking about, because it might be somebody different that I'm now thinking about, but like same era actor.
People are probably listening to us. They're like, they don't know anything. That's how I feel.
Wait, don't just assume that people who are listening don't know anything about pop culture.
No, we don't know anything.
They're
listening and thinking that about us.
Oh, I mean, you're not wrong.
We're like, who's that guy who was kind of near the other guy in the one movie?
Early 2000s. I believe there was a National Treasure.
All of our references are from circa that era. You literally just brought up freaking
I feel like
Aqua
that's what I stopped
Marine.
Watching.
What is it?
Aquamarine.
It is Aquamarine.
Great film.
Yeah. Great film.
One of a film of our generation.
I haven't seen it in quite some time.
I have not either. But
we should look into that.
My sister went through a phase when, like, so it was just on in our house all the time. Like, she knew every word to that movie.
Yeah.
Aqua. She also went through an Emma Roberts fangirl stage.
Whoa.
And this is going to be like a quick tangent. I'll be really quick with this. But I remember we went on a trip to California, and this was one of the first trips that we took we were still living in Canada that we took when I was like of an age that I can really remember, and we kind of could dictate what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And my sister planned our whole trip to Los Angeles around where Emma Roberts went brought an itinerary. So we went to the Grove because Emma Roberts had been spotted shopping there. To the California Pizza Kitchen at the Grove. At least I think it was the Grove.
Hi, Rudolph.
We went to the California Pizza Kitchen there, and us Canadians just had no idea that that was a chain in America. We thought we were at this, like, we were in California at California Pizza Kitchen. And it was this whole thing. Leah, if you're listening right now, which I highly doubt it, but if you are, I'm sorry. But it was this whole thing because she, like, really wanted to go there, and we didn't know it was a chain, but we were like, this place is pretty good.
Dang.
And then Leah was, like, at the age where she could finally cut the pizza, and she you might be able to hear Rue in the background. I'm so sorry. So we gave her the duties of cutting the pizza, and she proceeded to, like, slowly back it off this tiny table. We were eating outdoors, and just the whole pizza went on the ground. Anyways, it's still something that we make fun of her for today, and nobody needed to hear that story.
Incredible.
Absolutely nobody.
Shout out to Leah.
What's up, girl? Anyways, welcome to Attentional.
Welcome to our podcast.
Have you noticed yet, if you're watching on YouTube, that we're both wearing the same shade of yellow? Did we intentionally do this? Some might say.
Maybe.
Our
Who's
own
to say?
Thrifted baby yellow sweatshirts.
The best.
Sometimes I wonder when I'm wearing items that are this light in hue, if I literally just blend into them.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it definitely, like, yellows you.
Oh, okay.
Like your skin tone, it picks up, like, you know, the yellow hues in your skin tone and whatnot. But I mean, I don't think that you blend into the wall or anything.
Nice.
It's funny that you say that, because I put it on and I was like, you know, it is fall now, and I've been, like, you know, warmer colors. I was like, I just love this yellow hoodie so much.
Yellow is one of my favorite colors year-round. For, like, I feel like I go through stages with colors, but yellow is just, like, the constant happy color.
It is.
It really is. Both of these are thrifted.
Yes.
I also just realized I have black bottoms on, too.
As do you. So. Yes.
Look at
us.
Look at us go. This one I actually got from a company called Good Fair, which does, like, you can buy mystery items that are thrifted. Fun. And they basically, I think how this works is they buy, like, wholesale thrift items, like just the bales of it that you can't choose anything that's in there, and then they kind of, like, sort through it, probably to some extent, and so their whole warehouse is just based off of, like, wholesale, you know what I'm talking about, like all the stuff that, like the secondhand economy, where, like, things will get shipped overseas.
Yeah,
like they just buy them in bales like that.
Yeah, just like giant packages. And yeah, then, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And it's kind of fun because you get to do mysteries, so, like, you could buy, like, a sweatshirt a sweatshirt, and you don't know what you're getting, but they'll kind of give you, you know, it's either a white tee or, like, a sports sweatshirt or a military jacket or a denim jacket. Like, you know the category, but you don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah,
which is risky sometimes.
A little bit. I was thinking that. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like I like it for, like, you know, the little spice in your life.
Yeah,
but also, I feel like I have, like, very specific colors that I vibe with and, like, whatnot.
And it's hard, too, because I feel like some people who will curate thrifted stuff, it's, like, a little bit too, I need to be very trendy to pull that off. Vintage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Totally, totally.
So I had ordered, like, a couple of things through them. This is actually, like, maybe a year and a half ago. I think it was not, was it this past Christmas? Do you remember when this, we were living together?
Yeah. Well, then it had to have been, girlfriend.
Oh, you're right. You're so right. Okay, so it wasn't that long. Well, like 10 months ago.
Yeah.
It was kind of a while ago. And I ordered a few things, and there was definitely some hits and misses. I really like this sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Anyways, all this is to say, it's a kind of cool concept. If you want to check them out, they're called Good Fair.
Yeah. Definitely cool concept. Yeah.
Cool concept, saving things from landfill. The things that, you know, would have otherwise been probably shipped somewhere.
Saving things from a landfill.
Yeah.
Matching with your best friend.
Yeah.
The important things.
The important things.
Honestly, I love matching outfits with people. Like, I know there are some people that are like super not into that, and they're like, oh, like wearing the same outfit as me, like, you know, like, hell no. Like, if I'm like going out with my girls, or like out with my guy, and like we are literally, it could be either to the T matching or like just like complimentary, but like same like style vibe, like skate vibe, girly vibe.
Life is short,
you know. Nothing. It just is, it gives but me, also, like, it gives me the nice little feels on the inside.
If you're having a night where everyone wants to be unique, then like go for it. But there's definitely been times where we've gone out together pre-COVID, and one of us will be wearing like a kimono or something, and we'll look over at the other. We're like, I put my kimono on?
Oh, it's a kimono night?
Okay.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Oh, you know it's what's happening.
Or when you, me, Brett, and Harrison all wore denim jackets out to sushi night.
I forgot about that. We literally, so
it was a nice ass sushi restaurant.
We went to a really fancy sushi restaurant where there was only, I think, one vegan thing on the menu. It was like a plain veggie, two things.
No, they had some like extensive, it was pretty detailed, but it was like, for what it was not as flavorful as I wanted it to be. Right. But like, there was a lot of like niche ingredients, and there were two different vegan varieties.
Right.
So
I actually do. Sushi is one of my go-tos when I'm trying to find options that'll work for everyone, because I feel like there's always veggie options where it's just like vegetables.
Yep.
And whatnot. But we had one night where, for no reason at all, we all just decided, this was again pre-COVID.
Yeah.
This was a while ago. For no reason at all, we were all going to wear double denim. All four of us. So we all wore.
Well, no, I think if I do recall correctly.
You and Brett were matching. Brett is my boyfriend, for those of you who, just to clarify.
Me and Brett rolled up in the same jackets, and you and Harrison realized you as well had the same shade of jackets. Like, me and Brett literally had like the light denim with the white Sherpa material on the collar.
Right.
And so we're like, you know what? We're in this to win this.
Yeah.
And so we denimed up for this bougie ass like, sushi restaurant.
I wonder to this day what humans thought of us. Did they just look over and we're like, okay.
Yeah. But probably. That's what I hope. Yeah. I hope that they had questions. That's what I want. I want them thinking. Like, you know, the ticks happening in the head. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything.
One of my favorite elements of that night was getting out of the car and then walking across the street to, because then we were just on display for all of downtown.
Oh yeah, we were just like people.
Yeah,
a group of people.
You it was see fall, our whole fits.
or it was either fall or winter. It was last fall or winter. Clearly, yeah, we were in been. Jackets.
And, yeah, and I remember it being chilly. Yeah, I remember it was rainy, being like cold. It's a little bit cold to be wearing a denim jacket.
Yeah.
So that happened. Anyways, highlight of the week. You want to jump in?
Oh, snap. Yes, we should. I totally forgot about this segment.
The podcast? Did I say welcome to Intentional?
We did say welcome to Intentional. I don't think we introduced ourselves or said what the podcast is about. Can you guys guess based off of this intro?
Looking at you.
What this podcast is about?
Living a more intentional life.
Vegan wellness.
I was gonna say plant-based wellness.
Oh, that's
literally what you just said.
Same concept.
Sustainable living.
Imperfect, zero waste.
Mm-hmm. Thrifting.
Friendship.
Love, self-care.
Doggos.
Entrepreneurship. Living life. Just all around.
Yeah. Nailed it.
One day we'll get a proper intro.
Seriously, we will. We'll work on
it. We've been experimenting quite a bit, obviously, as you guys can tell. Just kind of having fun with it. But again, please. Oh, I can hear dogs running up the stairs. Please don't be afraid to leave us critiques on the YouTubes in the comments of all the episodes, because we really do appreciate the feedback for sure. Both dogs have now entered the room, and Rue is
it's a party
clawing it's at Roger. As much as I love them in here, I might
give them the boot. Well, yeah, they're trying to play with each other right
interrupting
now.
Our creative process here.
Yeah
go on, get. Wow, they did it themselves.
Yeah.
Anyways, So yeah, highlight of, oh nope, they're back.
I wish you guys could see.
I
know. This.
I love her. I love her so much.
Can I come up?
She tosses her toy to herself and just chases it and then retosses it and then catches it. Yeah. Endlessly.
And she adorable. Does this with things like I caught her doing it with a piece of kale a couple of weeks ago.
She'll do it with anything. She'll sticks, do it with anything. Leaves.
She just sort of tosses it up in the air and then like does it again.
Yep.
Something's alarming. Mm-hmm. Anyways, highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. Oh man, that is a great question. I feel like this week, how many weeks in a row can we come on here and say that it's been like a whirlwind of a week? Actually, that's not true. I feel like we keep saying that it's been like a very chill, like nothing happening week.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I feel that I kind of actually feel the opposite happened this week for me, and I just like so many things mm-hmm. all at once.
Yeah.
But on that note, oh God, I want to break it down to it just being like a theme of productivity. Are we okay. able to do that for yeah. our highlight of the week? Usually I like to make it like something specific.
Right.
But
you're just feeling productive vibes.
Yeah. I feel like I've accomplished a lot of things that have been on my list for like a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. And I have balls moving in multiple different courts that, you know, I've been wanting to for a while. And I finally took those steps and made the movement happen. And yeah. I think it feels really good.
Nice. I got to watch some of those things, which maybe yeah. you'll share when you're ready. But yeah. It has been a very happy moment, I yeah. think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think fall too just has like the overall vibe of productivity in the sense of like new beginnings. And maybe that's just because we're programmed with the idea since a young age, because we always started a new school year at this yeah, age, even though,
very true.
You know, the two of us are no longer in school or at this point. But we've kind of just been programmed for, you know, the first at least 18 years of everyone's lives.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, whether it be conscious or subconscious, like definitely associate fall with like change right. and whatever, like, you know, way that means, like we're literally watching our nature around us, like, you know, like slowly die off so they can conserve their energy through this like cold spell that's about to occur, and until we can, you know, make it back to the warmer seasons and, you know, do what we need to do to get through that kind of deal. And I think I think that's definitely a big aspect of what fall or autumn is.
Yeah. And there's like a vibe of hibernation, like it starts to get cold out, and so you just sort of want to go inwards and just drink some warm beverages and just get things done.
Can I tell you my opposite highlight of the week, my non-highlight of the week that happened sure. today, and it's related to this? It's daylight savings this weekend.
Oh, I know.
I didn't. I forgot about it. I forgot about the concept of it. And yeah. I forgot that it's happening very soon. And then I heard it with my ears today. Mm-hmm. I'm still processing.
So we lose an hour,
We lose an hour. It's like technically like nice. Like we would get an extra hour of sleep. We gain an hour. It's fall back, spring ahead. So
we lose.
So what
an
we're
hour.
Doing is, yeah, we.
You just said we gain, but we lose. So
we gain an hour of sleep. Like, I know we get to like, we have one more hour of sleep than we normally would, but it
was
gets
eating my slipper. I just see her on the other side of the room. Do I interrupt the podcast or do I not?
Rufus.
You interrupt every episode
and do the same thing with the wires.
Anyways, so your highlight of the week is just overall productivity.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I do love me a good fall. Just like I love fall because it gets cold and I just want to sit inside with a hot beverage, lo-fi music, mm-hmm. and just get things done.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, totally feel that. I feel that, but I also do enjoy being outside, even though it's like dreary and cold and whatnot. Like I'm. Keep me outside as much as possible. So
yeah,
so like I feel the stay home, be productive, but also like, you know, scurry out there, be productive, do the things you gotta do.
It also means it's almost ski season. My highlight of the week You know, it's funny because I also did not plan this in advance. So I need to pick right at this very moment well. I think, the video that I posted this week, or this morning rather, I am quite proud of. I've been kind of just like playing with my creativity a little bit. So I guess that's my highlight of the week. I really hate that it's a work-related thing, but...
I mean, if it's something that you're proud of...
Yeah.
Who cares that it's work-related?
Also, Rusev here has had kennel cough for the last little bit, and we went to the vet this morning... Or not this morning, sorry, this week. And so at first, it happened, and like... So Roger had kennel cough too, and he went to the vet, and right away they gave him meds and whatnot. And I kind of, when I realized that she then later had kennel cough, was, you know, on the Google machine doing what you probably shouldn't do in diagnosing. But it kind of revealed that not a whole lot, like medication isn't necessary unless it's prolonged for a while. So I kind of waited it out, but then she was still coughing after a few days. So I did bring her in just to have the vet kind of take a look-see.
Yeah.
And she basically said exactly what I thought. She was like, she's great. I don't really need to give her anything. I was like, all right.
Awesome. So she, so the cough's just been improving?
Yeah.
Doing
good?
Yeah,
and she just, that's her good. Immune system yeah. just did its thing. All right.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. So that's a highlight
Less
of the week.
Antibiotics, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I feel like I've also been doing a lot of reflecting lately on just crazy dream living scenarios.
Okay.
So I've been trying to convince Brett that we should take van life seriously.
Because I'm aware.
That's a thing that I would like to do. He is more on the side of wanting to convert like a truck into a weekend camper situation, which to be fair is definitely more achievable financially because vans are expensive.
Right.
But there's just something about van life that really fascinates me. However, he's just definitely the smart one out of the two of us.
Okay, stop that.
I can definitely see myself being the person that's like, let's do this, and then 2 months in I'm like,
Christy, you know what, like, I love, I freaking love your self-awareness.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know, you just, I feel like you're very good at like knowing things about yourself that like it would take some people to like be in that moment to be right. like 2 months in and be like, oh shit, not then, actually like that.
But am
like,
I, because I still want to do it, even I know
I was gonna say, like, I know that you would still go ahead and do it, but the fact you do have the awareness, like it's there.
The first step is awareness.
It is. But I mean, I've definitely noticed that about you, like just in general, not just in this.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
My question for you is, would you ever consider van life?
Yeah, I'm totally not against it. Like you said, like, I'm very aware that I'm not at a financially aware place right now.
But if you were?
If I were, yeah, sure, totally. I mean, yeah, the old one.
So here's what happens every podcast. We're going to come back to this alternative living conversation, but just for the last time, because she does interrupt. I think we see it more than the viewer/listener.
Well, they're just, of course,
parading in here constantly. And here's what happens. I go downstairs and I tell Brett, can you keep her in here for 1 hour, please?
Please.
Please. 2 seconds in, she starts pawing at the door and he just opens it. She's like, well, she's pawing at the door.
Here we are now.
So here we are.
Anyways,
with a child. Anyways,
teething baby.
Yeah. Would you consider van life?
Yeah, I would totally consider van life. I mean, the concept of living mobily and being able to wake up wherever you please and see the country. Obviously, assuming you're in this country or, you know, internationally, whatever.
I have seen people with vans like bring them all over the world.
Totally. I mean, talk about money.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
I don't know the logistics there, but I have seen people bring their vans with them
to get them shipped.
Right.
Of course.
Wild.
Yeah.
How wild is it that we can even do that as a species?
Put cars on ships?
Then,
yeah. Well, I mean, even just like locally here in Seattle, like I took one of the ferries out to one of the islands and I've been around, I'm from like New York City, so like of course I've been around ferries and whatnot, but huge, the ferries, you just drive your car on it, and like how many cars can go on there? Like 100 or maybe even more. I have no idea. It's huge. Yeah. It's a huge boat, and there's just a crap ton of cars parked on it.
I wonder what the emissions of, I mean, it's got to be higher than a regular boat because, like, you're lifting, first of all, heavy automobiles.
Right.
And then on top of that, less people because there's less people per car space, you know, mm-hmm. than you could if it was just a walk-on ferry.
Yeah.
But then again, they're pretty tall, but no, also still also, heavier.
It is also a walk-on ferry.
Right.
You can, like, you don't have to have your car.
But also still heavier. Every car is pretty heavy and you have to move them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the stats on that. That was just a thought.
I'm going to say, like, they definitely, like, you know, created it to, like, be ergonomical to the weight that it is. Right. So that, like, you know, it moves efficiently and whatnot.
I've kind of, so van life is definitely a fantasy for me, but I feel like long-term, my ultimate fantasy living situation that I know probably won't happen, only because, not to say that I don't believe in myself that I could, but I think, again, it would be one of those situations where I'm like, with the effort and just
right.
But I think living on a boat, actually, okay, no. My dream scenario is living on a massive yacht that's somehow, like, the most sustainable yacht in the world.
Okay.
Let's just, like, ignore that factor. But instead of having a traditional home, I would like to live on a yacht. That's all I really got for you. It seems dreamy. I'm thinking of, did you ever watch Fool's Gold? Back to the early 2000s movies reference.
Oh man, I probably have, but with
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah, like, he had only broken his nose like two times at that point.
I will say, like, back to what I was saying at the beginning of the movie, there's just the beginning of the episode about movies is that I feel like there is a place in my heart for movies that are just fairy tale endings, that early 2000s rom-coms.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I miss them. They're not really a thing. Like, the holiday movie that I watched last night, to circle back to that,
is, like, trying to be that rom-com, for
trying
sure.
Trying to be that rom-com, definitely a lower quality. Like, the acting was not great.
Yeah.
The storyline was extreme. Like, it was borderline Hallmark movie.
Right.
But Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was, like, a step above in terms of script and production value and acting quality, but the acting quality was like a half step above.
Totally.
No, it was so bad that it was good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll
probably watch it.
It's a light hearted film.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying is that I feel like there's a part of my heart that misses that early 2000s rom com. Just, they just make you feel better about life.
So are you saying that you're going to be in a permanent state of early 2000s rom-com if you live on a yacht?
No, these were two different thoughts.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll circle back to the yacht in a second. But I'd also like to preface that the holiday, I keep forgetting the name of it.
It is that.
There was also a lot wrong. Like, there was a lot of gender norms and just, like, statements that I thought were
a little
behind.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Made me cringe a little bit, for sure. But again, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, there's just something in my heart for those fairy tale, just makes you feel better about life.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of vibe.
You're like, this is so fake and stupid, but it's warming
soul. Yeah. But no, yacht life would be my dream.
Okay.
However, will I ever be in the position to own a yacht like on Fool's Gold? Probably not.
Okay.
I also don't know much about yachts and their environmental footprint.
Yachting.
But if let's take that aside.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had fantasies about taking an old warehouse and renovating it into my own home / office / do you remember Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory? This is like my ultimate dream. But then, so I had this fantasy about getting a warehouse on a cliff in, like, maybe, like, there's also mountains that are in a forest.
Cliff? Why is there a warehouse on a cliff?
Maybe Big Sur.
I've never been to Big Sur, but it looks beautiful.
And so just getting a really big empty warehouse, renovating it into a really cool loft and a little part of it, and then also for whatever my future company is gonna be, having these offices in there for it, and then also a fantasy factory with some a sort
skate
of
park.
Maybe not a skate. I mean, if I knew a skaters bowl. For whoever my community is, I'd like to create a space for them.
Oh, but okay.
I can't see.
It might be a skate community.
It might be.
I'm sure at this
I
time.
I might join one.
Yeah.
I do also fantasize. I'm just going to keep listing my fantasies.
Yeah, hit them. I'm loving this.
I do also fantasize about building a commune with our friend group. So
yeah,
we call our friend group the Earth Tones. And I'd like an Earth Tones commune where we all live in tree houses, but with really good Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I love that. Love it.
The dream.
Yeah.
We were also reflecting last night. I believe this was actually last night. I was like, what if, Brett, what if we can convince all of our friends to buy apartments in the same building one day? And then he goes, like, it's friends? And I was like, whoa.
That's real. And I was going to say on one of my vegan Facebook groups that I'm on, someone is like literally living that situation. There was like a house, a studio apartment opening up in Green Lake for $915 a month. And it's like part of like all of the doors like face each other. It's like a little small cluster of like individual housing, I think. Maybe like one wall is shared per whatever.
Okay.
And yeah, like just the way that it was advertised, she was like, I would really love if someone cool moved in next to me. Like, we're like a super tight knit community, like out here. Like, we all like to be outside. Like, we go camping on the weekends, but there we like hang out and have barbecues and movie nights, like in the pathway that's between the two houses, pretty much.
How cool. They have
barbecues and like chill. And they're literally just all like, I think they're all studio apartments. So, like, just all these individual people / couples live in this little area, and they're all friends, and they just like live there individual lives, but then also like live next to each other.
Yeah, having your own apartment would be cool, because then you have your own home, but you're in the same building as your friends, so you could just run over there, knock on the door, hey, what's up?
Yeah. And it was like all like ranch style, so it was like, you know, like you literally would have to like walk out your door, go, and then like, you know, just like you're outside too. Like, it's not even like a giant complex.
Oh, so it's not like an apartment building, it's just a
like a cluster of like studio houses. Yeah.
Can you hear that? Because Rue's digging into my leg right now, physically digging. Hey.
Yep.
It's like I want to punish her, obviously, but when I'm on camera, I'm like, I'm just going to use this as a funny moment. Nobody wants to hear me yelling in their ears.
Mm.
Anyways, two thoughts coming off of that. One, I'm pretty sure that the co-founder of WeWork, the one that I can't remember his name right now, but he's really cool. Not the crazy one.
Okay.
He is really interested because he was raised in sort of like a commune style thing. And I heard a podcast where he was being interviewed about building a future instead of WeWork, which is kind of community office space, building community living. Kind of like, so his kind of point of reference for that was when you're in college, you know, you start life off kind of in a dorm situation at a younger age. And then you kind of end in an old folks home, which is also kind of community living.
I don't like either of those things. Right. So, well, I think they're both flawed systems. So where are you going with this?
Imagine doing them as an adult in an adult way where like it would be done in a more mature, like the school situation, the school's controlling everything.
Yeah.
But what if you had a say? Anyways, which is an interesting concept. And I don't know if he's still working on that, but I feel like I heard an interview of him mentioning that. So this might be relevant information. Two, so with COVID coming about or quarantine or
coming
just
about
life post COVID, I have a feeling that a lot of office spaces and buildings in downtown cores, so Seattle we could use as an example,
absolutely,
but this will definitely be all over the world, are going to be emptying out to some extent because people are kind of going to be working from home forever.
I think it's already happening
for sure. It would be really interesting if people took all those office spaces and then made them into apartments somehow, like really interesting, lofty. Like, I'm sure you could do something cool with that.
Yeah.
But then there's a part of me that's like, well, changing all the infrastructure into having the plumbing in each unit
would be
so tricky.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Interesting in theory, but the logistics behind, like, you know, like,
but then it's also like, renovating. If all these buildings are empty, what do you do with them?
I mean, yeah. Should they have been created to begin with?
I mean, that's easy to say, but you can't go back in
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, can't go back in time. Yeah, no, very valid. I think, yeah, I mean, what is a direct replacement of, like, a business and, like, the structure that they had to create in order to make their business run? Like, there's nothing right. that directly aligns with, like, you know.
Right, just having a bunch of humans in the same that. Room
yeah.
at desks.
Yeah. So I think to make it become something else, they would definitely have to be renovated, totally. Even if they were literally just created. Yeah.
Yeah.
There would have to be some sort of structural reformation.
If you could dream and fantasize about some sort of situation where that would be a thing, how would you create that?
Ooh. So what are you asking me, like, what I would do if, like, an empty office building?
Yeah, but would
but
it
like
be
multi-floor? Like, are we talking, yeah, like, you know, like, say. Big tech? Because, like, those are, like, hundreds of floors. And I haven't.
Right.
Like, what do you do with that?
What if only a few floors gym? Open up?
Oh.
Yo. Yeah, what if it would be something that's just not outdoor apartment, yeah. but more so
outdoor rec indoors?
Yeah. Whoa, we could be on something.
I feel like we could be.
So back to the original question, do you have any alternative living fantasies? Because I'd like to hear yours.
Well, I mean, you really touched upon, like, the basics. Mm-hmm. I definitely am interested in the concept of van life and
yeah.
and living mobily and, you know, everything that goes along with it. But obviously there's, like, a lot of research that also needs to go into that, which I would have to really
right.
really dive pretty far into, and right. like, I know the complexities that are behind it, and yeah, I would feel like I would need to be able to, like, sustain myself, like, a little bit better, like, not even, like, considering, like, financially. Well, I guess financially, and the fact that, like, if anything went wrong, like, usually you're in a remote, there's, like, a good chance, like, unless you're just city hopping with your van, mm-hmm. that you're going to be in a somewhat remote area, and it's, like, just not actually a reality that you can just, like, get to a mechanic right away.
Right.
So either you have to, like, have the understanding that you're about to, like, be hit with tow bills, like, $500 tow bills whenever, like, a slight thing goes wrong, or have the knowledge to be able to fix your van.
Right.
And
the other thing that does scare me is, it depends on what situation you're in, but, like, or where you are, but I definitely have spoken to my friends who have done van life situations for a few years, and they definitely got broken into multiple times, oh, even while God. They're in the van.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so it depends on where you park.
Yeah, totally.
Which I mean, also can be a challenge depending on where you are, but I also think that there's always options.
Yeah. I, like, never technically, like, lived in New York City, but I, like, grew up in it and, like, slept many nights there, obviously. And I just weirdly feel like here in Seattle, the car theft and car robberies mm-hmm. are insane in comparison.
Interesting.
And I don't know if that's, like, a real statistic or not. I should probably, I'll look into yeah. that.
What but makes, like, you feel that?
I just feel like I hear and visibly see with my eyes the shattered windows on the streets endlessly.
Yeah.
But, like, I personally know multiple people that have literally had their car stolen.
Yeah. It's definitely something, so neither of us are from here, but yeah. it's something that, like, Brett has a fear of. He yeah. has a yeah, thing on yeah. his steering wheel and always has for every car that
very
he's had.
Valid yeah. apparently
yeah can't say I've ever had
yeah
my dad has his car stolen once when we lived in Montreal by the mafia.
Dude, it's the most unsettling feeling because like it happened to hardly like
this, oh yeah you should tell that story. Can oh, you tell God, that story?
Is there time for the story? I mean, it's not even, there's not too much to the story. It was literally just like probably like the second time like meeting him, mm-hmm. getting to know
this
him.
Is your now boyfriend?
Yeah, my now boyfriend. And yeah, he stayed the night. He was also about to travel for 2 months. In 2 days, he was leaving in 2 days, and
for a two month trip.
And yeah, he stayed the night, and we walked out the door. Probably it was like he had work. I think it was like 7 a.m. Honestly, it was pretty, it was like hella early, and he hadn't even gotten over until like, I swear it was like 11 p.m. or something like that. Mm-hmm. So like, it was a very short time frame, but I had seen where his car was parked. Like, I saw it with my eyes. I walked past it. Oh, I walked a dog past it. I was taking a dog on a walk. And so like, I saw it at night. And then in the morning, he was like leaving. It was like, I don't know, like, you know, like first, like early stage dating, like, you know, you have all the feels of like so happy, like he's about to leave, but we had like a great night, whatever. We're just like talking and shit. We're walking out and we're like walking down the stairs and we're like, we're like, we're just slow, like the car was not that far down the road from where the house was. So like, we were like, we took like a few steps and we're like,
the car's not here.
We just like kind of like slowly stopped talking, and like I don't even fully remember it because it was just such a baffling experience. We just like, it was, he, the way that he parked, he must have like perfectly parallel parked into the spot. Like, I swear to God, like on either side of him there was like microscopic amount of space, to the fact that like when we walked out and we didn't see the car, we almost were like, didn't, we're like, I was like, did you even park on the street? Like, you know, because like it didn't look like there was almost even enough space for a car to be parked where there was a missing spot,
right?
But it was like literally perfectly Subaru sized of a spot, like the exact size of his Subaru was just no longer where we knew for a fact,
right,
it was. And so we just both were like, no, 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 that's not.
There's, on your second or like, third we're date. Like, we're, that's so
there's
crazy.
No way that it's not here right now. That's not possible.
And then what did he do? Because didn't he, there was more to the story. Like, his car was filled with a bunch of stuff, or he needed to use it for something.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, he unfortunately left. Like, he had like a very expensive backpack in there. And I think like in the backpack, he had like $500. Right. And just like,
and he was about to leave that, for a 2-month trip.
Yeah. Just like things that meant something to him. And yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, and then his car was stolen, so like he couldn't like, you know, get to the airport or like, you know, do all the things that you would normally do with a car.
Yeah
so
life goes on.
Yeah, literally, he was like, well,
eventually find it months later or something.
Yeah, he called the police. I mean, that's what happens, like that's what he expected to happen, but he was just like, I'm leaving, so I'm not dealing with this, but it's going to show up eventually and someone's going to have to retrieve it. Or the state would hold on to it, and then he would be paying money out the ass in order for it to be held in a facility.
Right. So what did he do? Did he have a friend go get it?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a friend go get it. But the problem was that the thieves broke the ignition shit. So, yeah. So, like, that was the real problem. Like, once it was saved, and I think, like, the way that his friend, like, picked it up and, like, tried to, like, redo it, like, he... did not, he messed it up even further. And yeah, so once Harley returned, it was just a non-functioning car anymore.
Yeah,
but it was in his possession.
What a weird feeling, because yeah, you know that somebody else has been in your vehicle.
Yeah, I had my wallet and purse stolen out of my car back in Jersey.
Right.
And didn't she, yeah, it was a very unsettling feeling as well.
Didn't she like empty your cards all on?
Yeah.
That was a great story.
We found out who it was because she was caught on camera and was hitting up multiple houses in the specific neighborhood, and the police had already had some footage of her. But yeah, it was missing. I realized like the next morning, similar situation. I like got in late in the evening to my boyfriend of the times house, parked the car, and then we're going to get bagels probably around like 10 o'clock in the morning the next morning, and I was like, oh man, my wallet's not in the car, like whatever, can you just like pick it up? And he was like, yeah, sure. So we go, and like in my head I'm like, tick tick tick, like the wallet was definitely in the car, and I'm not understanding, like we literally went to bed when I got there, so what could possibly have happened to my wallet? And like, as this dread is setting over me, we like get back to his house and we start like ripping through everything. Oh, and the kicker is that I have a tile on my wallet, so like if you guys don't know what a tile is, it's a GPS tracking device that like you can attach to like your keys, your wallet, your backpack, and it connects to your phone, so you can both call you can call your wallet from your phone and it'll ring, or you can call your phone from your wallet and it'll ring if you're missing either of those objects. very helpful for people like me, let me tell you.
I will say I know the tune of the tile because we would just be sitting in our apartment and all of a sudden I'd hear like the or whatever. The, yeah. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but when I hear it, I know looking for your wallet. I
can't find the wallet, and it's very helpful. You have to be within a certain proximity in order for it to work.
I had a friend put one on her cat once.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, anyways, so this lady just stole my wallet, took whatever she wanted from it, and I guess she didn't need like my credit cards and identification and all that nonsense. And so she took my tile, threw it in my boyfriend at the time's yard, at the end of the yard somewhere, and then scattered.
She just like found it and she's like, shoot.
Yeah, no, she definitely knew what it was. Like she pulled out of the driveway or got all the way down the driveway because he had like somewhat of a long driveway. Mm. And so she got to like the end of the driveway and must have realized that the tracking device was still in it. So she just took it and threw it, which was so sneaky on her part because I was able to track my freaking tile from my phone. So I'm at his house looking at my phone and it's telling me that my tile, aka my wallet, at the house, and we're circling and tracking it, and I'm like, it's not here, my dude, it's not here, like I can't find, like literally we ripped everything apart, and it didn't make sense that we would be ripping things apart because I literally pulled up, went to sleep, and then the wallet was missing. So like, where could it have possibly gone in the amount of time? So she tricked me, and as all of this is happening, I got a phone call. Well, actually, weirdly enough, only I have so many cards in there that all only have my name on it, but I have one credit card that's a joint account with my mom, and my mom's name was on it, and so they called her. Weirdly enough. Mm. So they called her, of course, like naturally, they call my mom to tell them that they found my wallet. And I'm like, right.
Sorry, mom.
Sorry, you had to be involved in that. But anyways, she found out before I did. And so she was like, well, first she goes, tease, you know where your wallet is? And I'm literally like ripping through something, and I'm like, how the fuck,
that is some mom, is this
like literally what?
If I had a child, I would 100% do that, because I'd be like,
I'm sorry, what,
do you know where your wallet is? Yeah, because you know that they're looking for it.
And she wasn't even like trying to be sneaky about it, like she just was like, I don't know, it was like a genuine question. And she was like, well, the police just called me and said that just a kind person who was like on a walk saw all of these like credit card, debit cards, license, MetroCard, whatever, like just like thrown like or splattered down the street, like, you know, like every couple feet there was another card kind of deal. And so it was clear that this girl literally just like tossed it as her car was moving, and they just scattered down, and some person individually picked up like a block's worth of cards.
People are nice.
And brought them to the police. And so that's how I found out that my wallet was stolen.
All of this is to say that you're not gonna take van life seriously.
No, I would. I mean, you just have to understand that there are risks to it. Right. And I mean, honestly, most times than not, like, you think it's glamorous, but you're actually parking in a Walmart.
Right.
And that's real. Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, like, park in a Walmart, sleep there, and then, like, literally drive 400 feet to, like, the beach.
It's like, some nights
except there are no Walmarts by the beach, but you know what I mean.
Right. But some Walmarts, some nights you could be parked at a Walmart, some nights you could be parked in like the mountains and some beautiful landscape.
Obviously.
Like, so what if instead of building a commune of tree houses, we built a commune of vans?
A fleet,
if you will.
Yeah, but that's like not permanent.
Right.
Like, you know, like we want to like, I feel like we want to nest with our peeps.
Would you do tiny house living?
Sure.
Yeah. I also fantasize about one day owning a plot of land or something that I would just have tiny houses on and then kind of rent them out, do some sort of Airbnb thing, maybe when I'm older and I first of all have the funds to do that, but also I just think that would be a really fun thing. You kind of meet travelers and you just get to, I'd always want to have really funky, unique, like the Airbnbs that you want to stay at.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, totally,
that would be the dream.
Totally.
There's just something about that that feels really nice, almost like being the old lady that has a a B&B, but it's, I guess, an Airbnb.
One of the bougie, I mean, I'm sure there are multiple, but one of the bougie boathouses is a fancy Airbnb.
Really?
Yeah. I forget where Seattle I was that it like popped up.
I would also live on a boathouse. Yeah. Seattle has all along the, is it the Sound? The lake? Which one is that? The lake?
What are you asking? Lake Union?
I mean, Lake Union. So yeah, it is Lake.
But they're also like at Golden Gardens, like on the Sound, really? On the Puget Sound. Yeah, yeah.
Seattle's like known for having houseboats.
And in Magnolia. And, they're everywhere.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
In Sleepless in Seattle, it was filmed in a houseboat. And that one is like worth a lot of money. I'm pretty sure now.
I believe it.
But there's only allowed to be a finite number of them, I'm pretty sure. But they're also not, for Seattle standards of real estate, they're not crazy expensive to live on. And so part of me is totally like, not. I would do that. I also fantasize about maybe living on a boat in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I'm just going to keep throwing out all these ideas. Oh, yeah, can I do sure. all of these?
Sure.
I'd like to think so.
I think so. I think you could.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Yeah, that's cool.
I would totally. I would do
daydreaming about different fantasies. Meanwhile, I'm just like trying to solidify myself here in this world.
Yeah. Well, I also do you think that so? For the last 2 years, we were roommates, and now I live in kind of a community living situation
totally
because
you
there's
do.
Four or five of us
and fluctuating,
but even just the concept of that
it's fluctuating, like that right. is literally communal living.
So I definitely I can't wait to have my own space, even though I guess it won't be my own space, I guess, in theory, because well, first of all, I got Doc now, and then Brett's there, but I can't wait to have a space that's not, I don't know, that's more mine and also more permanent. I'm really all over the place.
You're really
I?
All over the place because you want to live van life in an 8 million places, but yet you want to be permanent.
There's a part of me that just wants to do things for fun for like a year.
Yes. Yeah, you know? Totally. Well, that's because we're this age and we have the ability to.
Right.
And it is part of our desires. So totally nothing wrong with that. I think that there's nothing wrong with like not feeling the need to be like rooted right now unless your specific circumstances call for it, mm-hmm. which is very understandable.
I also
we're all in different
really really like
paths.
Sorry to cut you off but really really like the idea of just being really minimal and being able to like part of why I wanted to work online, which now I think a lot of it's amazing that a lot of places are moving to work online that can obviously not every industry can, but part of why I chose the career path that I chose because I saw it as one of the only careers that
absolutely
you know
you
have
control
with me, but
over
also,
your life
yeah I thought I was gonna go for the whole digital nomad thing, like move to Thailand and you know have an e-commerce store at the time, which I then realized was
right
you know
not your path,
right? Not that I'm against having an e-commerce store, but the whole like drop shipping thing
problematic.
Yeah. There are many problematic things that are amped up on the internet these days.
Yeah. Existent among
but,
us.
Yeah. And I would like to do, you know, we're getting ready to think about leaving Seattle for a short period of time. And I think Seattle will always be our home base. But, you know, yeah, we are thinking about moving when our lease is up and doing some things for a little bit and then coming back. And
yeah, absolutely.
Life is short.
Absolutely. I think everyone, I know that there are a plethora of people taking advantage of the fact that they have this newfound ability to work from home and allow their home to be wherever they please.
Yeah.
And I think that that's incredible and should absolutely be taken advantage of.
I agree.
If possible.
Life is short.
Yeah.
Explore the world.
Yeah. See new things.
Things don't mean like owning objects doesn't mean isn't the meaning of life.
Yeah.
You know, and I would rather. Do I think I can get it down to like a backpack worth of things? I'm never going to say never because I'm not going to say that I can't do that if I really set my mind to it. Do I really want to? Probably not. But I would like to, you know, within the next year, just minimize and
totally
do the whole thing.
Totally.
Anyways, I bet you didn't expect this conversation. Did you expect this conversation
no,
coming in?
No, you let me be surprised with this one, which I like that.
Did you?
It's all good. Yeah.
We've been experimenting with like the formats of the show. And So let us know what you guys think. My brain just went to the place of, this week I've been really annoyed with editing myself and realizing how often I say the word like. I blame, early 2000s media for that.
I do blame
them, though.
Reese Witherspoon specifically.
No, Reese, I love you if you ever listen to this.
No, girl.
Could you imagine?
You want to come on the podcast?
Hey, it's definitely something I'm working on, and I notice I do it a lot when I'm in a place of just feeling nervous. So obviously the podcast is new, growing into it, still feeling nervous. When I haven't filmed a video in a while, I start to say like more than normal, but it's also just a habit that is ingrained in me and I need to work on. And it's just awareness, intentional use of language.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go. Yeah, definitely being conscious with the words that we say and the words that we filter. And yeah,
what we're putting out into the world too.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm assuming we're at about an hour.
We definitely I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Personally,
I hope you guys did.
I personally love the episode. I personally love that we're wearing yellow sweatshirts right now.
Thrifted.
I love that it's 60 degrees outside currently, which is beautiful. I know that you don't like the Fahrenheit.
I have no idea what these metrics mean. I've been living in America for 10 years now. I should know Fahrenheit,
so
but
absurd.
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm a Celsius metric human.
Okay, well, you should just take a few steps outside because it's freaking beautiful.
I can see a little bit of sunshine.
It's gotten warmer. I was out earlier today and it was like a little chill. Like I was wearing a long sleeve under the sweatshirt, and now I'm wearing a tank top under the sweatshirt.
Weather's one of those topics that people get on.
It
gets
me so excited. It's sunny right now. That's all I'm saying.
Anyways, we're gonna go now.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
I have to go box.
Yeah, you gotta.
I'm gonna be late.
Yeah,
I've been late the past two times, and you know what happened? The classes are booked up, and I just keep not checking the app. But I found a loophole. The manager of the club, because the front desk girl was like, "Nah, you can't come in. It's full." And then the manager was like, "Hey, Taylor, there's a bag in the corner of the club that faces the wall and is not a part of the class at all. If you want to just like box over there and like listen to the class and like do your own thing in the corner."
So not in the room.
Well, like it's one giant room, like the gym structure of it is just like one giant thing. Okay. But like there's the bag area, and then there's a ring and like a boxing ring, and then a couple different weight machines. And so like it goes bags, boxing ring, like end of the wall, mirrors, and then in the left corner is where my boxing is. And yes, it is now like,
my boxing
bag
over here.
No, literally not even. I'm like, deuces. I will not even be making eye contact with any of you.
Amazing. I mean, talk about
personal experience. Yeah, for sure. I still wore my mask.
I
have to box with a mask on. It's real. That's like,
I feel
that's real.
I've been going to the gym with a mask on. Somebody was there this morning and they had it below their nose.
You're like, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, that is a rant for another day.
Tuck it in.
We're going to go now.
We're going to go.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.